Hello.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm a caller with Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing the community and nation. I can see that you were completing the survey before, and we would like to continue with it. So let me ask you, if you have to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Nothing.
There's no issue, you say?
No issue.
Okay. And let me ask you, thinking back on the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you so much. And thinking again about this November election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you so much. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless who you plan to vote for, please indicate how likely are you to vote for the following candidate using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. Let's start with Joe Biden. From 0 to 100, what are the chances to vote for him?
0.
0, okay. And what about Donald Trump? From 0 to 100.
100.
Thank you so much. And thinking about the election this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for Democratic candidate or Republican candidate in your district?
Republican.
Thank you so much. And if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Bob Casey Jr. or Republican David McCormick? Thank you so much. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? It would be Donald Trump and the Republican Party much more? Trust Joe Biden and Democratic Party someone more? Or much more? What would be your options?
Wow. That sounds really bad. Trump.
Thank you so much. Please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. Let's start with President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. You disagree or agree with that statement?
No, I agree.
Okay, so would you say you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
I strongly disagree.
Thank you. The next statement says, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation rates. You strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree? Hello? Hello, ma'am?